Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Marshfield Fire Chief Jeff Simpson. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Christine.
Well, we're actually getting to the time where we're going to gain back that hour of sleep that we lost and change our clocks. And as you folks in your line of work always talk about, this is the time when you change your clocks. You're supposed to check the batteries in your smoke detector and your carbon monoxide detector. Nothing has changed about that when it comes to doing that.
Nothing has changed when it comes to that. But we always ask people if they do have the extra time to check them on a monthly basis, if at all possible. I make a part of their home safety plan. A fire prevention, fire safety plan, something they can work on as a family, something they can take a little time out of their day, sit down and come up with a plan. I like to do it like at when we're sitting down for dinner once a year. We try to come up with a plan where we're going to meet and when to check those smoke detectors and who can check them in the family, because sometimes we can even task our children with doing that.
When you say like a fire safety plan, is that where you think if you, let's say you wake up in the middle of the night and you've got young kids, okay, you've got to do this and we should all meet in this place?
Right, and it's a good idea to practice that plan. Obviously, you wouldn't want to be testing fire alarms in the middle of the night without letting your family know, because that could cause a little bit of anxiety and stress. But what I would do is have pre-planned drills inside your home. This isn't something that you have to do every day, but it's something that should be done on occasion. It'd be something should be done at least twice a year when you're changing your smoke detectors. This is something, the batteries in your smoke detectors is also something you should be thinking about, because most fire deaths do occur between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. inside homes.
Okay, and you know, and I guess also those smoke detectors or fire detectors, they don't last forever either.
No, they don't. So right now, the current law is, so for pre-75, 1975 homes that were built that were not modified thereafter, they have to have smoke detectors that are battery powered. They can have smoke detectors that are battery powered. I should say they're not battery powered anymore, though, because they're a 10-year sealed unit. So at the end of the life of that smoke detector, basically you discard the smoke detector and you have to purchase another 10-year sealed smoke detector that would last for another 10 years. So in other words, you're not changing batteries anymore. Mm-hmm. You still test them like you normally would, but they have their own power source that is independent.
And, you know, it's interesting, just having been here as long as I have, you know, decades, I've seen the education that you guys have done and how much you have pushed with the smoke detectors and the carbon monoxide detectors, and it really has made a difference in saving people's lives and property. Amazing.
It really does. When smoke detectors work, they save lives. That's what they're intended to do. The statistics are very clear. Nationwide, year after year, we've seen incredible stories of smoke detectors giving that early warning so that people can get out before the fire gets too large, where it's just impossible. So we ask that everybody check those smoke detectors. We have home heating season. It's obviously beginning a little bit late. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have a cold winter, but it does mean that now is the time to be checking things like your smoke detectors, having that chimney clean, the heating system clean, and coming up with a plan with your family, a simple plan. Don't worry too much about the different types of smoke detectors. There's a lot of information on that, mm-hmm, on our website, on the Town of Marshfield .org website, and you can link to our department, and there is information on the current smoke detector code, or you can even call our community EMS program at 781-857-0574, and we could send somebody out to your home and work with you on your smoke detector situation.
Right, I was going to ask you about that, because we have a lot of older listeners here, and some of our listeners also tend to be living alone, and maybe they can't really, don't have the accessibility to get to that. And as we find so many people, it's like, oh, I don't want to be a bother, I don't want to be a problem, but they need a little help, so they should not hesitate to call that number.
Right, the community EMS program is funded by the community, and it's intended to work with our seniors, and that is what we are doing, and it offers a variety of different services. And it's provided by our personnel, the fire department, and it's free of charge. So that number, that's something our personnel will be able to come up to your home and talk to you about your fire safety situation, and work with you so that we can make you safe, so that you can stay in your home longer and you can be safer in your home.
And one more time, that number.
That number again is 781-857-0574.
Thank you very much. And again, that's Marshfield Fire Chief Jeff Simpson.